A devotion for Wednesday of Holy Week. The Wrong Crown for a King. They stripped Jesus and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. Matthew 27, verses 28 and 29. This is hard to watch. Deep inside, a sense of anger wells up as Jesus is ridiculed by the soldiers. Don't they know whom they are taunting and teasing? This is no joke, we want to blurt out. But they keep laughing and jesting with such scorn and contempt. He's a king, they sneer. This isn't innocent amusement. They play the bully and get carried along and carried away. As with cruel delight, they press hard enough to make the crown hurt. Shame on them. For Jesus, the pain was real and raw, emotional and physical. This is how you treat the King of Kings, we ask? But, like a sheep before the shearer, Jesus is silent. As we reflect on the injustice of the scene, we must also confess that every time we wander down a rebellious path of our own choosing, we too are spitting in the face of our King. Disregard for God's will is disrespect for the King who rules all things. Honor those in authority, God says. But slander and defiance have become standard behavior in our world. Sinful attitudes mock the giver of every good and perfect gift. Shame on us. Christ's suffering, his very cross, highlights the apparent contradictions of the gospel message. We see a man mangled and mocked, but he is the one in control of all things. We see a defeated man, but his death is a victory over the power of sin and Satan. It is true that Jesus had never, not once, done anything to deserve the punishment that he endured, but he willingly allowed accusers to win the day. The God-man Jesus submitted to abuse so that thoroughly corrupt people could be saved. He loves us that much. Jesus was, is, and always will be the King of Kings. During his life on earth, few understood with clarity what that meant. The nature of his kingdom and rule remained a mystery. Things became clearer when the crucified Jesus was gloriously raised to life. And clearer still as the apostolic church grew under the ascended Christ's supreme authority. Crowned in glory, Jesus fills everything in every way. So when you watch closely, you see the depth of Jesus' love for you and me. We pray. Lord, have mercy on me. Keep me strong and rule in my heart by your truth. Amen.